we're going to try to learn a little bit about the Shalosh Shudas this morning. The Gemara is on the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Kama Sudas Chayav Adam Lecho B'Shabbos Shalosh. How many Sudas are we obligated to eat on Shabbos? Three. Rabbi Chitka Omer Arba. Rav Chitka thinks that we're obligated to eat four meals over the course of Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishneim Mikra Echad Dorshu. Both of them infer their opinions from the same pasuk. Vayomer Moshe, in Parshas Bishalach, Shabbos morning, Moshe Rabbeinu was addressing Bnei Yisrael, and he tells them as follows, Ichluhu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom LaHashem. Hayom lo simtza'u basoda. So the word hayom, right, very conspicuously, is mentioned three times. Rabbi Chitka sava hanitlasa hayom levar me'urta. These three mentionings of the word hayom are in addition to the meal at night. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to them Shabbos morning. So apparently he's telling them, in addition to the meal you had last night, there's another three additional meals you're supposed to have today. Rabbanan save v'hadei d'orta. And the Rabbanan think that the total of three, to which Moshe Rabbeinu is alluding, includes the nighttime meal as well. Now, whether or not this pasuk of Hayom, is it a full-fledged Rasha, or is it only an Asmachta, is a machlokis in the Rishonim. The Yireyim and the Levush, the Achronim quote, are actually of the opinion that the obligation for Shalosh Seudos is Daraisa. That it's a mitzvah Daraisa to have Shalosh Seudos on Shabbos. The prevalent opinion, the majority opinion, is that this is probably intended just as a smachta, and that the chiyuv of Shalosh Seudos on Shabbos is only midrabanan. Either way, some of the poskim say that what exactly, be it in the form of a full-fledged rasha, be it in the form of an asmachta, the fact that Shalosh Seudos are correlated with the hayom three times, that has added significance. How so? That the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shlach Kadosh. This actually is a discussion which Tosfos has in the beginning of Avei Pesachim as well. Let's say in the summertime when it's customary that people are Mekabel Shabbos early, and so if davening is 6:30 or 7, so often by the time you get home and make Kiddush and Hamotzi, it's still daylight out. So the question is, does one fulfill the mitzvah of Seuda Shabbos during the period of Tosefa Shabbos? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shlach HaKadosh. Again, this discussion antedates the Shlach HaKadosh, but in terms of how it's crystallized in the poskim, the Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach HaKadosh, who says that since the chiyuv of eating Gimel Seudos on Shabbos is correlated with Hayom, so it's as if the Torah is stipulating that the three meals of Shabbos have to be eaten on the calendar day of Shabbos. And the idea of Tosefa Shabbos is not that we extend the calendar day of Shabbos, but rather that we extend Kedusha Shabbos into late Friday afternoon. But it's not as if that the calendar day of Shabbos is adjustable.
I'm sorry. It's
not as if the calendar day of Shabbos is adjustable, but it's rather you extend Kedusha Shabbos into late Friday afternoon. But the calendar day doesn't begin until it's Seisa Kochavim. So hence, the Shlach HaKadosh says that if one makes Kiddush and eats Mirod Yom, so one should have another, minimally a Kazayas, optimally maybe even more than a Kibetza, after Seisa Kochavim. So usually that just means that at dessert time, to just have in mind to have another piece of challah, which is something the Magen Avraham actually recommends. This distinction between the calendar day of Shabbos and extending Kedusha Shabbos into late afternoon is something which we introduce in other contexts in Halacha as well. For instance, the Rama in Hilchos Nida deals with the following question. What happens if a woman was Mekabel Shabbos early, again, let's say in the summertime, and then she reminds herself that she forgot to make a Hefsek Tara, and she wants to begin counting from Shabbos the Shiva Nekiyim and the seven clean days. So the question is, well, do you say, well, look out the window, it's still, I can still see the sun, so it's still Friday. So if she makes the Vedika now, she's making the Hefsek Tara before Shabbos, and now she'll still have Zayin Nekiyim. Well, no, maybe you say it's already Shabbos, so it's Farfalim. So there the Rama says, there are two days, and the Rama says, of course, L'chatchila, she should certainly make the Hefsek Tara before she's Mekabel Shabbos, but B'di'evet, if it happens, she can still make the Hefsek Tara as long as it's before Shkia. She can still make the Hefsek Tara even once she has been Mekabel Shabbos. So that's what the Rama is machriya there. Now in Hilchos Avelus, the Mechaber deals with a similar problem. Mechaber deals with a problem. Let's say, again, a person was Mekabel Shabbos early, so it's 7 o'clock in the summertime Friday, a person was Mekabel Shabbos early, and then Rachman al-Litzlan, he gets a shmua that one of the Zion Krovim has died, and it's already after the funeral, so there's no question in terms of when Shiva should begin. So the question is, what counts as the first day of Shiva? Does Friday count as the first day of Shiva? Well, no, he was already Mekabel Shabbos, so it's not until Shabbos will count as the first day. So the Mechaber says, Shabbos is the first day, that the person cannot count Friday. And the Rama doesn't say anything. The Rama keeps, the Rama silences his acquiescence, shtika kohodah, the Rama doesn't say anything. So the Shach explains, why not? The Rama in Hilchos Nida said that even though the woman was Mekabel Shabbos, but it's still Friday, Tosefer Shabbos notwithstanding, it's still Friday, so she can make the Hefsek Tara. Masha and Kane over here, in terms of Avelos, so now the Rama is, he doesn't say anything. So the Shach says, no, the distinction is as follows. He says, in Avelos, we're not interested in seven calendar days. For Haraya, what happens the last day of Avelos? We say, Miktus Hayom Kukula. Some Rishonim say Miktus Hayom Kukula even at night. We Paskim, we only say the Miktus Hayom Kukula in the morning, but less mandapolik that the Avel doesn't have to observe the full seventh day. So we're not interested in seven calendar days. So it's seven halachic days, not seven calendar days. They don't have to necessarily match up perfectly with seven calendar days. So if that's the case, if you're interested in the halachic day, okay, well, Kedusha Shabbos has been extended. It's already Shabbos, so you can't count the first day of Avelos as Friday. However, by the Zayin Nekiyim, so there's no Miktus Hayom Kekulo. The entire seventh day has to, the entire first day and the entire seventh day have to be entirely clean. There's no Miktus Hayom Kekulo. So there the Torah is interested in seven calendar days. So if it's seven calendar days, Kedusha Shabbos, the fact that we infused Kedusha Shabbos into late Friday afternoon doesn't mean that the calendar day of Shabbos has begun. So that's, and there are many other places in Halacha where this distinction surfaces as well. And according to some, and the Magen Avraham recommends, I don't know that he requires it, but the Magen Avraham recommends that one be careful with the Shita, that Shalosh Seudos also is a function not just of Kedusha Shabbos, but because it's associated with Hayom, Ichluhu Hayom, Kishavas Hayom LaHashem, Hayom LaSimtzu LaSada, so consequently the three meals should be within the calendar day of Shabbos. Okay, let's continue here in the Gemara. So the last few words here on Kuf Yud Zayin Beis Tanan, the Mishnah here in Kol Kisvei, Nafla Tleika B'Leile Shabbos. If there's a fire in the kitchen on Friday night, so we have to limit the amount of tircha that the person's going to do. So how much food can he save without engaging in what will be considered excessive tircha for Shabbos? So the Mishnah says, Matzilin Mazen Gimel Seudos. So my love, since the Mishnah didn't really tell us whether it's before he ate or after he ate, so my love, Dilo Ochal, must mean we're describing at the beginning of Friday night. It's before the meal. And he's only saving a total of 3 meals worth of food. So that would be in accordance with whose opinion? The Rabbanon, and against Rabbi Chitka. So we would have a Stam Mishnah that you're saving for food, for what you need in Shabbos, and that's only 3 meals worth. No, Rabbi Chitka, if you want to hold out and agree with Rabbi Chitka, you'll say the Mishnah is describing a case where he already ate the Friday night Suda. So you're saving 3 meals for the rest of Shabbos. Similarly, the Mishnah says, Shachris Matzilin Mazen Shtei Sudos. My love de lo ochal, again, same diuk. Doesn't it mean that it's Shabbos morning, first thing in the morning, a person hasn't had a Suda yet, and he only needs 2 more meals, which clearly is the view of the Rabbanan. Lo de ochal. And finally, B'mincha Matzilin Mazen Suda Achas. If the fire breaks out, Rachman al-Islan, in the afternoon, you save 1 meal's worth of food. My lav de lo achal, again, doesn't it sound like even if it's first thing in the afternoon, he hasn't eaten, there's only 1 meal left to be eaten. Lo de achal. Says the Gemara, v'hami diktane sefer, but in the end of the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis that the Gemara is quoting, v'hami diktane sefer, abi yosi omel olam atzil, mazen gimel su'udos. Rabbi Yossi says, regardless of what time of day it is on Shabbos, you can save 3 meals worth. So doesn't that mean that the norm for Shabbos is 3 meals? Mechlal Tanakama gimel svira lei. Rashi says, you're right. Elam achlota masnisin deloke Rabbi Chitka. Fine. So eino chanami. The simple pshat in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Chitka, and the Mishnah is describing, again, the fire Friday night before the Friday night meal, the fire Shabbos morning before the Shabbos morning Suda, and the fire Shabbos afternoon before Shalosh Shudas. Let's take a look here at Tosfos. B'mincha, on the top of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. B'mincha matzilin mazen Suda achas. So the Gemara takes for granted that what you're saving is for the meal you haven't eaten yet. And we take for granted that come afternoon, there's no way the person could have eaten Shalosh Shudas yet, right? So says Tosfos, Mikan Mashma, Dizman Achila Shlishis, B'Shabbos Himin HaMincha Ulamayla. Says Tosfos, and this is something in which the Rambam writes as well, so apparently the Gimel Sudos of Shabbos have to be staggered. And that basically one is in each of the time zones of the tefillos. That there's one at night, right? In the time zone of tefillos arvis. There's one in the morning, after in the time zone of shachris. And then musaf is sort of all day. It doesn't have its own time zone. And then there's one in the afternoon, corresponding with mincha. And that's the impression you get from this gemara. That the assumption is that come afternoon, if it's the beginning of the afternoon, there's no way one could have eaten Shalosh Shudas yet, and the Shalosh Shudas should not be earlier than the afternoon. Tosu says, "Delo ka'osim shemachalken suda shachris umevochen bentayim," as opposed to those who used to compress 2 seudos into the morning, and they were of the opinion that the gimel seudos of Shabbos don't have to be distributed over the three time zones. Now, it's interesting. Everyone agrees, apparently, and will. Apparently, everyone agrees that no one considers the possibility of eating 2 meals at night, right? And what's the best proof of that? How come we don't? How do you know that that's never? Because everyone, Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos V'Shabbos, so well, no, the question always is exactly how one satisfies the obligation of Shalosh Sudos and Erev Pesach Shechol Yos V'Shabbos. Can't eat matzah in the afternoon, can't eat chametz in the afternoon. So how do you satisfy the obligation? Okay, so do you eat peros in the afternoon? Are you mechalek the morning Suda into 2? But to be mechalek the morning Suda into 2 is very, very rushed. And it's hard to avoid the problem Tosfos is talking about of a bracha she'en hatzricha, of just totally artificially dividing the meal into 2. There's so little time to deal with. So the easiest solution would have been and should have been eat 2 meals at night. At night, you have plenty of time. You'll have 1 meal at 8 o'clock. You'll have another meal at 11 o'clock. And you can do it in a much more natural and less artificial way than the way we compress two meals into the morning. So how come no one suggests that? And again, even here in the Rishonim, the debate is, can the third Seudah be still in the morning, or does the third Seudah have to wait until the afternoon? Why not? How come no one considers the possibility that maybe there are two Seudahs at night? So one answer is, well, we'll see in a minute that maybe this is not an explanation everyone will agree with, but one answer is that this mitzvah of Shalosh Seudos is not a freestanding mitzvah, but is rather, this is the way the Rambam presents it, and the way we assume the halacha, is rather a function of mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos, right? That mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos, mitzvahs covered va'oneg, so one of the things which mitzvahs covered va'oneg dictates, besides being dressed in Shabbos thicker clothes, and preparing for Shabbos, but it also dictates the chi of Shalosh Seudos. Now, within Kavod Va'oneg, there's a very interesting halacha. We generally think of Shabbos as one continuum, right? As one 24-hour continuum. But the truth is that Alpi Halacha, I mean, the Ramban explains it Alpi Kavola also, but even Alpi Halacha, that's not true. It's not true that Shabbos is one 24-hour continuum. How do we know that? Because the Gemara has a din of Kvod Yom, Kvod Laila, is Kvod Yom Adif. Meaning what? Meaning, let's say you have a special dessert, but you don't have enough of it to serve after both meals. So you can either serve it after the Friday night Seuda, or you can serve it after the Shabbos morning Seuda. So the din is that Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila is Kvod Yom Adif. You're supposed to save it and serve it after the Shabbos morning Seuda. So you see that, interestingly, right? A, you see that it's not simply one 24-hour continuum. There's the Friday night component of Shabbos, and as the daytime component of Shabbos, and B, having sort of identified those two different components of Shabbos, we now rank them. And the Gemara says, and the mitzvah of Kavod Va'oneg, of the daytime component of Shabbos, is a greater mitzvah, if you have to choose between the two, it's a greater mitzvah than the Friday night component. Now that being the case, so lechora, again, and the application of that is the dessert. If you have one water challah, one egg challah, and you have a preference, so then you take the one you prefer for the daytime, etc. But lechora, another application of that will be that's why no one will entertain the possibility of having two seudos at night. If the gimel seudos as a whole are a form of Oneg Shabbos, that's one of the manifestations of Oneg Shabbos, and if Kavod Va'oneg is Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila is Kvod Yom Adif, then certainly two of the three meals have to be in the day, and that's not open for discussion to have two meals at night. Okay, the only thing is, did Chazal sort of break it down even further? Is it just Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila, but within Kvod Yom there are no two time zones? So it makes no difference whether there are two meals in the morning, one morning and afternoon, or maybe there are even two time zones in the daytime as well. The Ramban says the same idea. He refers to this Gemara of Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila, and he says that's true Al Pi Kabbalah as well. And he says Al Pi Kabbalah, he says that we know in Zocher v'Shomer, so Shomer represents the mitzvahs L'Asaseh of Shabbos. Zocher represents the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos. So the Ramban says that in Parshas Yisrael, that Al Pi Kabbalah, that the nighttime of Shabbos corresponds to the Shomer, and that the daytime of Shabbos corresponds to the Zocher, which is why the Ramban says that since Zocher is a mitzvah asay, which represents Ahava, Shomer is Los Asay, which represents Yira, so Ahava is greater than Yira, hence the halacha is that Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila is Kvod Yom Adif. Okay, so it's true. It's true Al Pi Kabbalah also. You know, in Lecha Dodi, so the opening stanza is that the Shomer v'Zocher v'Dibur Echad Ne'emar. So I remember once being told by an unauthoritative source when I was a child that why does the Paitan say Shomer v'Zocher and not Zocher v'Shomer? Should have been Zocher v'Shomer, right? Because in Yisro it's Zocher. Is because his name wasn't Zalman, his name was Shlomo. Had his name been Zalman Alevi Alkevetz, so it would have been Zocher v'Shomer. But since his name was Shlomo Alevi Alkevetz, it's Shomer v'Zocher. But the emes is that Shlomo Alevi Alkevetz was sufficiently ingenious that if the correct thing to to write. It would have been Zacha v'Shamua, then he would have found some other way to begin this stanza. So why is it Shamua v'Zacha? So the answer is that on every level, even though Shamua is written in Pashas Vaschanan and Zacha in Pashas Yisro, it's supposed to be Shamua v'Zacha on the most elementary halachic level. So the Hekesh, the Gemara says that we have a Hekesh between Shamua and Zacha. There's an equation between Shamua v'Zacha. Kol sheyeshna b'Shamua, yeshna b'Zacha. Who's ever obligated in Shamua, i.e. Issa Melacha, is also obligated in Zacha, i.e. in making Kiddush. And hence, Nashim Chayavos, the Kiddush Hayom, despite the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh, shehazman groma. So the Hekesh is, first comes Shamua, and then Zacha is equated to Shamua. Why? Because l'chum makshinan. That's a midah shehatan and drashas. But if you have an equation between two things, and we can either say, well, who's ever exempt from Zachor should be exempt from Shamor, or you can go in the other direction. Who's ever chayiv in Shamor should be chayiv in Zachor. So the midah shehatan addresses but is that l'chum makshinan, l'kula lo makshinan, so hence it's Shamor v'Zachor. So on that level, it's supposed to be Shamor v'Zachor b'dibo echad namil. On another level, in terms of the Ramban, in terms of how the day of Shabbos al pi Kabbalah unfolds, it's also Shamua is the night and Zachor is the day. Then the Sfasemes says, has a beautiful explanation on Piagod, what does it mean, Kol Sheyeshna B'Shamua is Yeshna B'Zachor? Shouldn't it be, why not have it in the opposite direction? What does it mean, Al Piagod? So he says as follows, that what it means is the following, that Zachor represents the experience of Shabbos. The aesthetic, spiritual, religious experience of Shabbos. So comes the Torah and says that unless that experience of for that experience of Kedusha to be genuine and to be authentic, it has to be rooted in the discipline of Shamor. Unless one has the discipline of Shamor, of Issa Melacha and Shabbos, without that discipline, so then one cannot genuinely, authentically have the religious experience, which is represented by Zacha. So on that level also, it's called Sheyeshna B'Shamua, Yeshna B'Zacha. Hence, if his name had been Zalman HaLevi Alkavetz, he wouldn't have begun Zacha B'Shamua. He would have come up with something else. And Lahalacha, of course, with the exception of Erev Pesach or some other extenuating circumstance. So we generally, lechatchila, do distribute the Shalosh Seudos over these three time zones. There is a famous Limud Zchus from Reb Chaim, according to which maybe we don't always do the fact. Reb Chaim was Malamid Zchus. This was a sort of ex post facto Limud Zchus. It wasn't a lechatchila recommended course of action. But the problem is that sometimes... Sometimes we're not as medaktek on having Shnava Shudas, especially this time of year, as we should be. So Reb Chaim was Melamed Zchus and said as follows, right? That it's very very common that people have a Mezonos Kiddush in the morning. People have a Mezonos Kiddush in the morning. And then later, then you have it in Shul. Some people, let's say the Minig in Europe and in Poland, if you know people who have minhagim from Poland and Europe, so I know there, so they often, maybe other places in Europe as well, they used to have a Mezonos Kiddush at home also. It wasn't just something when you wanted to, when there was a simcha in shul, or you were socializing in shul, but even at home also, as part of Pash, probably as part of getting your Meir Brachos. That's one of the way to help, get the Meir Brachos and Shabbos, which we're missing because of the shortage of Monastery. Okay, so I'm going to go to Mezonos Kiddush, and then you take a little break, learn a little bit, and then you have the Suda. So says Reb Chaim, it's a Dian in the Poskim, quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber quotes the whole range of opinions in Shulchan Aruch, whether or not the third Suda on Shabbos, does it require pas? Well, no. Maybe even if you don't have pas, maybe even Mezonos is enough. Maybe you don't even need Mezonos. Maybe you could have Bossa. Maybe even Perios is enough. Maybe even drinking a cup of wine is enough. So that's a diyun in the poskim. So Chaim's limud zchus was, he says, who says if you're going to rely on the shitas that mezonos qualifies for shalosh seudos? Who says that it has to be first two seudos of pas and then a third seuda of mezonos? No. Who says that it has to be dafke in that sequence? No, you can have one suda of pas, you can have one suda of mezonos, and then another suda of pas. So that was Reb Chaim's limud zchus on the veld for not eating shalashudas, is that they're knowingly or unknowingly relying on the mezonos kiddush in the morning. Right, so Tosus, right. Tosus isn't Messiaches to that question of whether it should bedafke be after
Minyan. If I, for example, went to early Minyan, I came home, I washed at 10 o'clock in the morning, 9:30 in the morning, and then I decided to eat lunch at 12:30, it's approximately Mincha Gedol already.
12:30 this time of year?
Yeah.
Right, so it's Mincha Gedol.
So that's, I mean, I could adjust it if it was summertime. But anyway, so according to that, I should be Yotzei Suda Shlishit, but in that Mincha Gedol.
Right, I think everyone would agree that the bidyavid you yod say. The question is whether it's lechatchila.
I'm saying even lechatchila because it's not zman mincha. He says it's been
right. So some say the I think that the Aruch HaShulchan quotes that that al pi kabbalah it's a very big inyan that shalashudah should be after mincha. But I think even according to that, there's no question that bidyavid one is yod say.
Because
Tosfos
doesn't seem to link to actually
davening
at all.
Right, links it just to that time zone. That's correct. That's entirely correct. Okay.
Why would we make them in all the Gimel Sudas based on the Pasuk HaYom HaYom three times? So why would we make them by one?
Right. So why do you have this whole range of opinions? So just somewhat simplistically, the background to that is as follows. The assumption is, for instance, take a look right here in Kuf Yud Ches, the Mishnah, where it quotes the Mishnah in Peah, right after where we had gotten up to in the Gemara. So, Mishi Yesh L'mazn Shtei Sudas L'yito Min HaTamchoi. Tamchoi was the food kitchen which provided daily meals for Aniyim who simply lacked food to eat. So, the meal allowance per diem is two meals, and that's that's considered the norm, you know, as far as that's the way it was at the time of Matan Torah. You know, when let's say when the Gemara describes that the first meal is either in Shor Revias or Shor Chamishas for Balabatim for Talmidei Chachamim, and then the second meal is at night. So the norm is that you eat two meals a day. So again, let's continuing with the Mahalach that Gimel Seudos is a kiyum in Oneg Shabbos. So then the question is, well, maybe anything where you exceed two, so that's the way you manifest the Oneg Shabbos. Meaning that the norm on Sunday through Friday would be two meals a day, and in Shabbos, going beyond that is the way we manifest the Oneg Shabbos. So that's the question. Well, you have to manifest it with a full-fledged Suda, or no, maybe as long as you exceed the norm of two, that's already a manifestation of Oneg Shabbos. And that's the, again, generally speaking, that's the direction which allows for...
The norm is normally two, then on Friday, does that mean that the person should have had two meals before they had supper Friday night?
But either way, Shabbos you're adding. No, your question is good. Your question is correct. But either way, again, if you didn't have Shalashudas, right? If you didn't have...
I'm not going backwards first. Friday afternoon, does the person eat two meals? Or Friday, the weekday, right? They weren't Kal Shabbos. Midbar even. Do they eat two meals on Friday or do they eat one meal on Friday? The Mishnah talks about eating an atamchoy, two meals. Does he on Friday only eat one meal? Does one meal counted for Shabbos? Or do they actually eat two meals on Friday of the day?
I think the answer is that they ate one.
Excuse me?
I think the answer is they ate one.
They only had one. So what's really happening is that you're transferring the meal, one of the meals a whole, and making it one of the meals of Shabbos.
Right. So when you continue, your cheshbon is correct, and if you continue... So basically, what your cheshbon will do is give you a new perspective on Melava Malka and why Melava Malka is so important. Because the emes is that without the Melava Malka, all you really did is sort of shift a little bit. You shifted the times of the meals. And
but
with the Melava Malka...
That's what I'm saying.
That's correct. So even without the Melava Malka, okay, so the shifting shows on a Shabbos. But then by having the Melava Malka, so it's not some a goodbye party. It's not only the goodbye party for Shabbos and Malka, but the truth is that by having the Melava Malka, so that now accentuates the fact that Shabbos had an extra meal. It's not just that one sort of adjusted the timing of our rations anyway. So that mahalach gives you it gives one added, I think, appreciation for what the Malavan Malki is about. Now, just very quickly, we don't have time for the whole mahalach. If you have a gemara with a riff in the back, just take a look very quickly, and I'm sort of not going to do justice to this at all, but I just want to just mention very quickly in passing, on Mem Dalet Omed Aleph in the Dafi HaRif, there's a Diba Hamaskel V'Kosav. It was on the Maram Mekoma, so I suspect you have it. It's Mem Dalet Omed Aleph in the Dafi HaRif, Diba Hamaskel V'Kosav Rabbeinu Tam. So the Ran writes, V'Kosav Rabbeinu Tam Zal, the Noshim Chayavos V'Gimel Seudos, that women are also obligated in Shavuot Seudos, V'chein Nami L'Tzoa Al Shtei Kikaros, and they also have to have Lachem Mishnah. Again, despite the fact that maybe our initial reaction might have been that these are simply mitzvah seseh shazman grama. What's the reason, says Rabbeinu Tam, for this psak, which of course is what it says in Shulchan Aruch as well. Shafein hoyu b'neis hamon. Right, interesting, right? So we associate afein hoyu b'oso neis, because we know the Gemara says it by Me'achanike, the Gemara says it by Mikri Megillah, the Gemara says it by Arba Koso. So it's a good trivia question. You know, give four examples of Afein Hoyu B'Oso Anes. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a fourth application of that as well, which is the Chiyuv Shalosh Seudos is also Afein Hoyu B'Oso Anes, the Nes of the Mon. Says the Ran, Rabbeinu Tam's psak is right, but you don't need his reason. Ve'ein tzorech shebechol masa Shabbos ish ve'isha shavin. With regard to all mitzvahs and Shabbos, there's no difference between men and women. Kidi yalfin and mezocha v'shamor, eshe yeshno b'shmira yeshno b'zechira, u'bechal zeh havik ol chiyuvei Shabbos. So says the Ran, you don't need Rabbeinu Tam's reason. Now just very, and I apologize for I hope I'm not being too brief here. So what's Rabbeinu Tam's answer to that, right? The Ran says you don't need an afhen oy ba'osa anais reason to be mechayev noshim shalosh seudos, because you have the reason of zocha v'shoma, kol sheyeshna v'shoma, yeshna v'zocha. The answer is, who says that kol sheyeshna v'shoma, yeshna v'zocha should have any connection or relationship with shalosh seudos? For instance, what's another kol sheyeshna? So we know, kol sheyeshna b'bal tochal chometz, Yashna v'kom echol matzah, lo sochal olav chametz, same pasuk, shivas yomim tochal olav matzahs lechemoni, hence, kol sheyeshno bebal echol chametz, yashna v'kom echol matzah. So nashim ha-chayavas and achilas matzah. But we still need the reason of afein hoi ba'oso aneis to say that chayavas and dalakosos. We don't say that hekesh is going to spill over and engulf all the mitzvahs of the Seder. We don't say that at all. So Mehecha Teisei, who told the Ran the fact that we have Zocha v'Shamo, Kol sheyeshna v'Shamo, yeshna v'Zocha, that should spill over and encompass Shalosh Seudos as well? And that's obviously what Rabbeinu Tam's response to the Ran is. Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with Shalosh Seudos, and we're not for Afein Oy Bel Sanes. I wouldn't know that Nashim HaChayavos in Shalosh Seudos. Hence Rabbeinu Tam says what he does. It's quite clear that what the Ran has in mind, if you take a look in the first volume of the Yotzeit Shiurim, so the Rav has a whole Yotzeit Shiurim covered by Oneg. So the first half of the Yotzeit Shiur, which I'm spoiling now, is devoted to the following Yisod, that the Rav explains that despite the fact that Kavod Va'oneg are ostensibly only mitzvahs midivei Kabbalah, rooted in the pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu, but the truth is that what the pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu tells us is how to implement Zocho V'Shomor of the mitzvahs d'Oraisa. And that Shomor says, Zocho V'Shomor say, again, that the day of Shabbos has to be manifest as a unique and special day. But that's what Zocho V'Shomor, especially Shomor, for the Rambam, is not only a lo saseh, but naseh as well, is that it has to be manifest that it's a special and unique day. So that's amorphous. It is amorphous. So comes the pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah and now says, and the way one highlights the fact, the way we objectify that Shabbos is special, that Shabbos is unique, that Shabbos stands out from all other days, is through Kavod Va'oneg. So according to this understanding, for which the Rav has many, many rayas, so Kavod Va'oneg are not independent mitzvahs midirei Kabbalah, but rather they're fleshing out and telling us how to implement the Daraisa of Zocha V'Shomer. So that being the case, so then the Ran is 100% correct, right? According to that approach, that Shalosh Seudos, again, which are part of Onik Shabbos, which in turn is the way we're instructed to manifest and implement the mandate of Zocha V'Shomer. So then the Ran is absolutely, absolutely correct. One last ha'or, and with this we'll conclude. If you sort of just let your eye peruse Mem Dalet Amud Aleph here in the Divi HaRif, so you'll see the Rif quotes a lot of the beautiful, beautiful ma'amorim which the Gemara has in Kuf Yud Ches about the schar which one receives for being makbid on Shalosh Seudos. For instance, Amar Mishur Ben Levi Mishum Bar Kapora, Kol HaMekayim Shalosh Seudos B'Shavos Nitzol Mishalosh Poronios. If a person consistently, conscientiously fulfills the mitzvah of Shalosh Seudos, so then in that merit he's saved from Gimel Poronios. Chevlo Shal Moshiach Dino Shal Gehenem Emul Chemez Gog Umagog. Next, Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra says, Kol Mishema Anegatma B'Shavos, a person who enjoys himself on Shabbos, he receives an inheritance without borders. Etc. All this beautiful, beautiful mamorim. So what's the point? So what's all this doing in the Rif, right? We know that the Rif generally omits the Agoda and only quotes the parts of the Gemara which are halacha. And this is a very, very conspicuous violation of the Rif's self-imposed style. So why does the Rif have all this agadata? So one idea, that there's room for others, and this also needs to be developed. Again, ultimately, the mitzvah of Zocha V'Shomer is, again, what let's say we just quoted from the Rav, is to outwardly demonstrate and manifest that Shabbos is special, that Shabbos is unique, to accord respect to Shabbos, to show that Shabbos has a special standing. Okay. So now, imagine the following. Let's say a Talmud Chacham will walk into the room. So we think he's a Talmud Chacham, but we don't necessarily think that he's one of the Gedolei Hadur. But Afal Pi Chein, we stand up and we do what we should. Okay, but in terms of what our attitude is, he's a Talmud Chacham, a fine Talmud Chacham, but I haven't heard that he's one of the Gedolei Hadur, right? And then later, we hear, you know, that person, he's very self-effacing, very unassuming, but he's really one of the greatest people around. So perhaps there was nothing more we could have done, but Afal Pi Chein, we don't feel that we manifest the proper cover. Right? Because even if we stood up, and I couldn't have done more than I did. I stood up, Malo Kalmasi. I stood up entirely, but in terms of what attitude of reverence and respect was being manifest, it wasn't the accurate degree of respect and reverence, right? Even if outwardly, superficially, you couldn't discern it, but I know that it wasn't the same. So in order to be mekayim mitzvah shalosh seudos and Shabbos, to be mechaved Shabbos, to be me'aneg Shabbos, Even if I have all the mat'amim, but if I don't appreciate, if I don't have some appreciation for Kedusha Shabbos, for the greatness of Shabbos, even if I do everything else, but I just underestimate Shabbos, so then in halacha, my kavod va'onek Shabbos is lacking. Not just my understanding in terms of Talmud Torah, but in the halacha that I have to be mechabir u'ma'anegas ha'Shabbos, requires that I have as accurate an understanding and perception of the greatness of Shabbos, of Kedusha Shabbos. Without that, without our looking in Svarim, without our looking in the Ma'amari Agodah, in Chazal, about what Shabbos is, about what the greatness of Shabbos is, so we can have the most wonderful delicacies on Shabbos. We can do everything outwardly, but the attitude will be lacking. And part of the mitzvah of being mechaber ma'aniges haShabbos is appreciating Shabbos. The appreciation is supposed to be manifest. It's supposed to be demonstrated, but it's supposed to be an appreciation for what Shabbos is, says the Rif. So this isn't just Agadata. This is Halacha also, because without it, we can't properly be mechaber ma'aniges haShabbos without understanding what it is that we're trying to be mechaber, what it is that we're trying to be ma'aniges.
It
turned out that we should have before on Shabbos day before the Shmosh. We should have it. We should go now.
So,
one is supposed to try to wash and at least make a halotzi before. The end, the Shabbos goes.
You don't have to finish. You have to bend.